I would be speaking tonight. Let's see, just where I'm at. The promise of freedom. I came here with some other recovering addicts from up in Wilmington, Delaware tonight. And I, like someone else, well, like me, I staggered across the street. You know, I have a real problem with my vision, and it's hard for me to see at night, and it's raining, so that makes it even worse. So, you know, I came down here with them, and, you know, I make a lot of conventions now where before I didn't. I've been clean for a number of years, but I've only been in recovery for a few years, you know, and I need to put that out there, you know, because I thought that all I wanted to do was get clean and stop sniffing dope and using the rest of the drugs that I thought were causing me a problem. But what I found out after being here for a minute and leaving and being gone for a number of years, and then my behind catching on fire, knowing where I could come to, when I figured out the second part of the first step. You know, I got in touch with the powerlessness early on. You know, don't put it in you, you won't get high. That was real simple for me. You know, but it took me a number of years to realize the unmanageability piece. You know, and when I started to realize that, and I've heard people say, a great way to get in touch with a lot of different things is in a relationship. And, you know, through that relationship, I learned some countless lessons of unmanageability. And after pointing the finger at others and their unmanageability, I got in touch with my own unmanageability. You know, I don't know, one day it just hit me, and I thank God for allowing it to hit me like it did. You know, and coming back around here, you know, I was given that promise of freedom if I did certain things. You know, I didn't have a clue as to how I was going to do them after I'd been clean for some time. You know, and truly, I was just clean. I didn't use drugs, but I did countless number of other things that were truly out of character for anyone. You know, but with that promise of freedom that I was given after coming back into the recovery process, and when I got here, I said I was going to figure out a way to start to recover. Because recovery was my primary purpose at that time. And like I said, the relationship introduced me to a whole new dynamic that I didn't think was possible in my life. You know, but it or God, which I didn't know what was what at that time, sent me back here to y'all. You know, and I truly believe that once I was given that promise of freedom, I truly bit into it. You know, I went with it. I read the literature. I talked to some other recovering addicts. And it was real strange because even though I wasn't a part of the fellowship, I always had other recovering addicts in my life. That's just the circle that I ended up traveling in. And God put me on that journey to show me that I wasn't this powerful guy who I thought I was. You know, and it was just ironic through a number of things happening in my life, and most of them being either relationship or medical issues, it brought me back in here, and it brought me back in here with a zealous that even I didn't believe I had. You know, but with that promise, it said to me that my life could get better. I don't know about nobody else's life, but I believe my life could get better. But I started out with wanting my life just to get better around other situations. And through those situations, my life only got worse. You know, before returning to the fellowship, I got married. you know, in a situation where I truly identified after doing, well, no, I truly identified the day I did it, that it was something that I really didn't want to do. But through my people pleasing, which I had no idea what it was, I did it anyway. You know, I just bought into some things, and I believed that other people were more important than I was. But today, I believe that I'm the most important person. You know, I was given the opportunity to learn some things about sponsorship through some other recovering addicts, and I was directed to a person as a sponsor, you know, because I didn't know nothing about getting no sponsor. I didn't, you know, I'm like the brother who shared earlier. I didn't see myself trusting another man enough to give him what was going on in my life. You know, all I could do was trust you enough to get some type of connection to do what I needed to do to get one more, in whatever state that may have been. You know, and what I find today is that I don't have to do that anymore. You know, I like I said, I was introduced to a sponsor. I asked the guy to sponsor me, and he immediately said, if you let me. So, you know, I believe that God put me back on this journey to show me that I was important, just as important as the next person. You know, because there was a whole lot of days that I didn't believe I was that important. You know, because I didn't believe there was a promise. You know, the promise I believed in was the promise of not using. You don't use, life will get fine. You ain't got to do what nobody else do. You just do what you want to do. And somewhere down the pipe, life going to get better for you. Well, I must say for me, ha, it didn't happen, you know. So, you know, I truly believe by coming back in here and getting grounded in this program and trying to do some things to the best of my ability, that my life is truly getting better. You know, I've been blessed with some situations. I've been blessed with some things, you know, and I talk to my sponsor all the time. We talk, you know, I ain't just here to just stay clean. I believe I deserve some things. Whether I see them well or not, I believe I deserve them. You know, that's just where I'm at today. Because I believe that there are people who come behind me who depend on me. You know, my children, my grandchildren, you know, and I need to set a better example for them, if not for me. You know, I just believe that. But by setting a better example for me, I set a better one for them. You know, because I don't know about nobody else. I believe the God of my understanding has a real sense of humor. You know, I'm the kind of guy who I know for a fact that is a womanizer. You know, I can blame it on my parents, my forefathers, my whatever, but it's just the behavior that I developed over the years, and it's entrenched in me to a certain degree, and it's something that I have to work on. You know, but like I said, I believe God has a sense of humor in my life, you know, because he blessed me with all granddaughters. That's all I got is granddaughters. You know, I like I said, I was married. On her side, there's three. And from my two children, there's three. So there's six girls. You know, the guy who wanted to womanize. You know, now I got to start to set a better example for them and hopefully guide them in some process so they won't be womanized or be able to identify when it comes down the pipe, you know, and set the example that I ain't that guy no more. You know, slow down, get older gracefully. You know, I truly believe that. You know, I turned 50 in December, and it was a blessing for me. I'm the guy who thought he would die at 23. I truly believe that. And the problem was, once I turned 23, I didn't know which way to go. So my life just went totally chaotic, you know, and from the time I was 23 to the time I was 35, because I went into treatment at 35, I just was off the scale. I just went off the scale. I didn't know what to do with the rest of my life because I believed I would be dead. So once you believe you'd be dead and you buy into that process, just like any other process, just as this one, then that's just what you're going to believe, and that's how you're going to live. You know, and that's what the blessing is for me today. I buy into this process, and I believe I'm going to live. And that's the promise of freedom for me. So I believe from this point on, from 50 on, life got to get better for me, whether I see it or not. You know, I got some people in my life that's dependent on me. You know, and you know, they talk about the newcomer being the most important person. I believe on most days I'm the most important person. Because if I don't develop a structure in my life, then I have no legacy to leave. You know, for the people coming through and the newcomers in this fellowship and those children in my life. I just believe that. You know, I believe life is going to get better for me. I just believe that. It's just a beautiful thing for me. You know, and once, like I said, once I started to buy into this process, you know, with that whole promise of freedom, it did something for me internally. I don't know about nobody else, but for me, it did something internally. Because like I said, I ain't no young man, so I need a promise of freedom from something. You know, the drugs is kind of removed. You know, they've been going for a few years. And now I got to concentrate on those behaviors that I have. You know, and I don't know. You know, I got to keep going back to the sponsor, you know, because he's worked the steps and they seem to have done something in his life. So I believe they'll do something in mine. So, you know, with all I have, I pick up the pen and paper and I do it to the best of my ability. And what I do is, and I remember starting the first step, and I started to do, like, the first section, and I don't know, I'm the kind of guy that once I start writing, then I got to put all these little notations on the side, and when I started doing that, and I always remember that, is that I put on the side, I need to tell the truth, not just for other people, for me, you know, because I can paint a lovely picture about how life should be, you know, like it's some book or something, you know, and I'm going to publish it, but that won't help me. You know, it won't free me from who I've been for the last 40, 50 years. It just won't. You know, so I have to get to the internal and work from there and keep going and keep it moving. You know, I truly believe that. You know, and through sponsorship, it's allowed me, like the other brother said, to tell another man somebody the stuff I would never tell nobody, you know, because I come from a place and a time where it was just things you didn't talk about, and I believe they were too devastating for me to even tell another man, you know. But what I found is I freed myself in certain situations. So if it's happened in just a short number of years, just imagine what will happen if I continue to do that. You know, and I truly believe that's a blessing for me, you know, because I just do. I just don't question a whole lot of things anymore. I'm just at a place in my life where I believe that I have to keep it moving. You know, I've been blessed with life. So what I do with that life from here on out is truly can be up to me, because I can divert, go sideways, upside down, harm a whole bunch of people, create a whole bunch of situations, and the only person that'll be stuck is me. You know, that's what I found to be true. The only person that I end up hurting is me, because everybody else keep it moving. You know, because I, like the brother talked about earlier, a lot of people didn't want to believe in me in the beginning. So to not believe in me in the end would be perfectly fine with them. Oh, we know, you know, yeah, right, yeah. You just who you was before, and that's just the way it is. You know, I try not to cause as much harm as I used to. You know, I can get locked and loaded in my own mind, you know, and want to cause as much harm as I believe necessary not to cross a certain line. But what I found is this harm, you know, so I need to be in a place of humility so I don't cross that line, you know, and I try to pray on a regular basis. I truly do. I meditate more than I've ever done in the past, you know, because I was the guy who used to get up in the morning, think I had to have a whole lot of noise and radio playing in the house, and I don't do that no more. I get up in the morning, I pray, and I go around doing what I need to do for me in the morning without anything on. You know, I don't want that chaos in my mind. You know, I just believe that freedom is possible for me, you know, if I allow it to happen. Because it be going on all the time, but a lot of days I don't want to allow it to happen. You know, like I said, I was married, you know, and I struggled with that for like 4 years, and they did what they did, and I had to make some decisions, and it took me 3 years to make a decision. You know, but I had to, you know, I had to allow them to do what they needed to do. And for me, it was painful. And a lot of days, being who I am, I don't want to admit that it's painful for me. You know, I want to act like everything's all right. I'm all right. Keep smiling. Keep laughing. And that don't be the way it is. You know, thank God for sponsorship. You know, I can't say enough about that piece. You know, I got the support group. You know, I got all that. And I'm starting to open up to people, men, whom I never thought I'd open up to. You know, because I could always get a whole bunch of women and, you know, I want to share my feelings with them. And I want that sympathy. And really, what I'm looking to do is knock them off and keep it moving. But I'm finding that I'm not comfortable with that. You know, I don't get to free myself when I start to put myself in those situations. I just don't. The promise of freedom to me says a lot. You know, I can free myself from the drugs. I can free myself from those misideas and that misinformation that I got all those years. You know, and it's just wild. I was in a situation a couple of days ago. I had a guy come and do some work for me in my house, and he has done some work for a family member of mine. And when I got there, because we had to go pick up some stuff to get the work done, and they were having a conversation. And you know how you go in a room and you hear a conversation? I don't know about y'all, but I know I do, because I've done some things in my life which aren't legal. And they were having one of them conversations, and it's like, no, I ain't got that right now. I ain't doing nothing right now. And soon as things get right, I'm going to hook you up and that type. And I'm like, what the? You know, and I don't know about nobody else. I love my family. But there are just some people in my life who aren't conducive to my spirit. So I have to separate myself from them and keep myself at a distance. Love and all. That's just for me. I got to keep myself to a distance. Because I know if I start to hear some of these things, then I'll return to who I thought I was in the past. You know, because I wanted to be that guy who owned all the property on the block and owned the corner and had all these people running for me. I was one of them people. You know, I thought I was the guy in the beginning, but in the end, I was the other guy who I thought I wasn't. You know, they did to me what I thought I was doing to other people. You know, I wanted to be the kingpin, but I ended up being the clown, is what I really ended up being. You know, it's real simple for me. I don't even get it twisted. Not no more. I just don't. You know, so for freedom, at this point, I'm almost willing to do anything in this process, you know, within reason, you know, because I understand reason today. You know, I know right from wrong, and I ain't going to just let nobody shoot me a whole bunch of bull and I just roll with it. No, I'm going to confront you head up. No, that ain't going to work. I ain't with it. See you later. Bye. Real simple, you know, because I've been taken advantage of before, and I've taken advantage of other people. You know, but I was a willing participant on both ends. You know, I don't get it twisted like, oh, they got me. And yeah, right. I did that before. It didn't work. And that's what took me out there to experience life on life's terms. And life on life's terms sent me back here. You know, and that was the blessing for me. You know, I can't say enough about God and this program, you know, because I truly believe in a God of my understanding. A higher power, whatever you want to call it, I believe. You know, because if it were not for that, you know, the whole footprints in the sand piece, all I see is me up in the air. I just see that. You know, so I'm grateful to be here. You know, and I want to thank Felicia for asking me to share, because it allowed me to free myself a little bit more. Thanks for letting me share. Amen.